We took to Facebook to ask people who smoke why they do, despite knowing what we do about the hazards. John Blaskamp of Seattle says smoking helped him through a crisis.
When I was 16, I was essentially forced out of town for being gay and having come out. And after all that emotional trauma, smoking really became an emotional crutch for me.
We heard from many people who said they smoked to clear their minds. Bob Sundwick of Toledo, Ohio, said he started smoking when he was a fraternity pledge in college.
Now in my work life, a lot of times I'll take a smoke break after a meeting or a phone call to get my thoughts together before I write a nasty email, just to get the phrasing right so it doesn't come off bad.
Loretta Owens of Harrison, Arkansas, told us she started smoking as a teenager when her father offered to buy her a pack of cigarettes. She quit when she became a parent, but it didn't last. 4 years later,
I decided to start smoking again when I lost my brother in a car accident. It made me think that I could die any day and that if I wanted to smoke, I should smoke.
Melanie Laux of Tulsa is 37 and has already suffered some effects from smoking, including pulmonary embolisms and deep vein thrombosis. She's tried to quit many times, knowing that another blood clot could kill her.
It feels like I'm a ticking time bomb, and many people, I'm sure, who may hear this will have absolutely zero sympathy, and I understand that. I understand that completely.